Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Inanunsyo ni Victorian Premier Andrews ang mga ayuda at suportang ibibigay sa libo-libong residente ng public housing sa Melbourne na isinailalim sa lockdown. Pero pangamba ng mga residente na hindi ito magiging sapat para tugunan ang kanilang pangangailangan. Ikinagulat ni Anissa Ali ang biglaang pagka-lockdown ng kanilang apartment building sa Melbourne. Isa siya sa 3,000 residente ng siyam na public housing building na nasa mahigpit na lockdown sa loob ng 5 araw.
I made my way home, made sure that I got what I needed for the house to last us, you know, 5 to 14 days. I've been home since last night.
Depensa ni Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews na sa pahayag nito noong Linggo, ang paghihigpit ay kanilang ginagawa para maiwasan ang pagdami pa ng nasa 30 kaso ng COVID-19 sa mga gusali.
I want to send my thanks to each and every one of those families who through their sacrifice, through the work they're doing on the front line of our fight against this virus are not just protecting their own family but playing a really big part in protecting all Victorian families. I know it's tough, I know it's very challenging, it's frustrating, it's not the position we wanted to be in, it's certainly not the position that you and your family wanted to be in, but we are very grateful to you.
Ginawa ang desisyon matapos magtala ng panibagong 74 na kaso ang Victoria na sinundan pa ng 108 kaso nitong weekend. 12 postcodes ang isinailalim sa stay-at-home orders sa estado. Nasa 500 pulis naman ang itinalaga para bantayan ang bawat entrance ng North Melbourne at Flemington Public Housing. Hindi pinapayagang lumabas ang mga residente sa anumang dahilan. Pero ayon kay Emma King, CEO ng Victoria Council of Social Service, maaring maging kabaligtaran ang maidulot na epekto ng presensya ng mga pulis.
If the first you know about a situation is the police arriving on your doorstep, you haven't done anything wrong. We don't need lights and sirens. We need nurses and we need social workers and we need a true public health approach and respect given to people who live in a community so that they can feel safe in their homes. And one of the worries that I have is, you know, providing the police, etc., is that it might have the very opposite effect to one that's intended.
Ang mga residente ng gusali ay pawang mga pamilyang lumikas dahil sa gera, dumanas ng karahasan, mga may sakit sa pag-iisip at mababa ang kinikita. Dahil dito, ang kakulangan ng sapat na pakikipag-ugnayan at impormasyon tungkol sa lockdown ay nakakabahala ayon kay Anissa.
It's just really unfortunate and disheartening to see their response and how they've handled it. There's a lot of people in this building who come from, you know, really horrible circumstances overseas, and a lot of them do suffer from mental issues and health and other health issues, and it's just there hasn't been any consideration for that and the effect that it will have on these people.
Kahapon, araw ng Linggo, inanunsyo ni Ginoong Andrews ang iba't ibang suporta na ibibigay para sa mga residente. Kabilang na dyan ang rent relief o yung mga pambayad sa renta, suportang pasweldo para sa mga hindi makapasok sa trabaho at tulong medikal at psychological. Isang crowdfunding campaign naman para sa mga residente ang inorganisa Victorian Trades Hall Council at nakalikom ng higit $250,000. Nagpaabot din ng suporta si Acting Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly sa Victoria at nanawagan ito ng pag-iingat para sa lahat.
If you are sick, please get tested. Do not hesitate. There are many opportunities to get tested for COVID-19. This is absolutely crucial right now in Melbourne for this to occur. This is the way we will know whether we are getting on top of this community transmission.
Samantala, nanawagan ng Australian Medical Association na pansamantalang itigil ang mga pagluluwag ng COVID-19 restrictions sa buong bansa. Ayon kay Ginoong Andrews, inaasahan naman nila ang pagtaas pa ng bilang ng mga kaso sa mga susunod na araw habang patuloy ang isinasagawang extensive testing.
We will all feel the impact if this gets away from us comprehensively. Because I won't be locking down 12 postcodes, I will have no choice but to lock down all postcodes.
Yan ang binuong ulat ni Julia Carr-Katzel para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.